Hey, good evening and a good year, everybody. Welcome to the first year of Tav Shin Pei Vav. Tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to be beginning a new Simen. Simen Shin Lamed Dinei Yoledes B'Shabbos. This is page Kuf Ayin Amud Beis, but we're starting on the bottom of Kuf Ayin Amud Aleph. So these are the halachos of a Yoledes on Shabbos, of a woman who's giving birth on Shabbos. What are we allowed to do to help her as she's giving birth? So Si'if Aleph, Yoledes Yikah Chol Sheyesh B'Sakana. A Yoledes has a din of a Chol Sheyesh B'Sakana. So you can be mechal Shabbos for whatever it is that she needs, and therefore you can call a midwife to come from one place to another, and they can therefore birth her, and they can light a candle for her even if she's blind. But anything that you could do with a shinoi, you try to do so. For example, if they need to bring her a kli, so instead of the friend carrying the kli through their shasrab, they'll hang it in their hair and carry it that way with a shinoi, and anything similar to that, any type of shinoi similar to that. Siv katan alef u'machal lin v'lachein min aroi li shashi yegiya l'chodesh tshi'i, because she is a chol sheyesh b'sakana, and you're going to be allowed to be mechal Shabbos to help her. So when a woman enters the ninth month of pregnancy, it's appropriate la'hazman b'kolar of Shabbos kol dvar matzrichim la and itzrachim la to prepare an erev Shabbos, everything that she will need. The shami is damin ledasa b'Shabbos, because maybe she'll start going into labor on Shabbos. Well, it's tzarich l'chal Shabbos, and if you have everything that she needs in advance, you're not going to have to be mechal Shabbos so much. So that's why Rav Shechter always tells people in the ninth month of pregnancy to be within walking distance of the hospital. That is a hard thing to do, depending where your hospital is. But if one has the ability to do that, sounds from the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah that that's what a person is supposed to do. Mi makom l'makom v'afilu michutz l'tchum. And you can bring the midwife from another place, even if it's from outside of the tchum. Ner imulayla, and you can light a candle for her if it's nighttime, meaning if it's dark and she needs light. And even though the midwife could do this with a blindfold and with her hands tied behind her back, and she doesn't need the light, but the chum know that the yoledes, it will not inspire confidence in the yoledes if she knows that it's dark in the room, even though the midwife may be fine, the doctor may be fine delivering the baby without this extra light, but we have to make the woman who's giving birth feel okay about it. Says even if the oledes doesn't ask for a light to be turned on, and the midwife doesn't ask for a light to be turned on, but you notice that it's dark, turn on a light. You do that for yoledes. I think the story was with Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim asked Ramesh Salvejik when someone was in labor to turn on to light a candle on Shabbos, and he hesitated a little bit, and Reb Chaim lit it himself, and he was angry at Ramesh. How could you not light a candle on Shabbos, even though they didn't really need the candle? Because if it gives her yishuv hadas, then they do need the candle. Suma, and we said even if she's blind, even though the reason for lighting candle won't apply, because she's in the dark anyway, but still, it gives a certain yishuv hadas when the candle is lit. Because she'll say to herself, if there is something that I need, someone else will see it and will notice it and will do it for me. Even though lighting a candle doesn't really cure her, it doesn't do any sort of refua, we're still mechal Shabbos with it. Because the Chacham determined that the mental state of the Yoledes is critical to her physical health, and therefore that's considered Pikuach Nefesh. But we said, Mishanin, if you're able to do with the Shinoi, so you do so. Even the opinion that said that when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, you do not require a Shinoi. But by Yoledes, it's different, because birthing is a natural process, and it's not even one in a thousand that die from birthing. So even though it has dinim of a cholesh yesh basakana, but it's not really, really considered to be something so dangerous. So that's why we're more machmir to at least do with the shinoi. But we only do a shinoi when it's not going to be a delay. But if it takes longer to do something with a shinoi, and therefore it's, she's going to have to wait until the stuff gets done for her, then you do without a shinoi in order to make things go as quickly as they possibly can. So an example of a shinoi is that if she needs a kli to bring oil that will anoint her skin and to make her feel better, so instead of the friend bringing the kli through Rishas Rabim, she's tali b'sa'ara, she hangs it in her hair, which is not the way people normally carry things. That's therefore only in the Sidrabanan. And that's a better option than to soak her hair in oil and then carry it in her soaked or oil-soaked hair and then squeeze it out when she gets there. Because that would involve a second isra of schita. Because even though there's no isra d'oraisa of schita on hair, but it's definitely an isra d'rabanan of schita on hair. But if she's able to just bring it in her hand, so that's better than all of these things. If she doesn't need a kli at all, and she doesn't need to soak it in her hair, and she doesn't need to tie anything to her hair, that would be the best way to bring the oil. Sif Beis. If you have a woman who's a kutis, who's an avedes kochavim, we do not serve as a midwife for her on Shabbos, even for something that does not involve chil Shabbos. Kutis ein mialdin says mishbruva afilu besachar, even if you're getting paid to do it. So during the week, we could be miyaled for an ovedes kochavim, even though you're bringing a new little oved kochavim into the world because of Eva. Because if we don't help them during the week, then it will be a big problem for the Jewish people. But no one's going to get angry at us for not helping the kutis ovedes kochavim on Shabbos, because we can always give the excuse that we only help those who are shomer Shabbos on Shabbos. So it's a Shabbos thing, that Shabbos only is suspended for those who are going to observe Shabbos. But since this baby's not going to observe Shabbos, Shabbos is not suspended for them, and they'll always accept that excuse. So therefore, no one's going to get angry at us. Because of Magnaram, so Magnaram points out, I don't know if nobody's going to get angry at us about that. That if they're going to get angry at us, even with that excuse, so then it's mutter as long as it doesn't involve Chil Shabbos. Vida, says Mishmur, but you need to know. Doctors nowadays, are not careful about this at all. Even the frumest doctors, the Maisim Bechol Shabbos, know some Kama Parsolos, the Rappos, the Chum Mazolos, the Kosvin Shochkin Samman Batsman, the Laman Mashi Smochu. And they go and they travel for of the Chavim and they make medicines for of the Chavim and they don't have what to rely on. Afilim name of the Mutal Chal Shabbos, Bissa Draban, Misham Eva, Beno of the Gulum, the Gamze, you know, Bar, I'm Primogodim, Issa Doraisa, but Vadai Asulukali Alma, Machali Shabbos Gumur, maybe Mazir, Hashem Yishmarainu. He says there's no excuse for this, and even if you say that you could violate Shabbos on a Darabana level to help Ovdei Kochavim give birth and to cure them and heal them, but there's no heter to violate Shabbos on a Daraisa level. So this is where you need the Dirshu. So the Dirshu in note 11 says you got to look in Igros Moshe Arachaim Chelik Dal Simenayin Tesan Chelik Simen Chavei that we are allowed to do Malacha Daraisa Bizman Hazeh to save Nachrim Kivan Shalorak Eva Tigare Mikach Shloitapabol Shaykh Bekach Lovely Day Sakaras of Fashos. He says this isn't just going to be an Eva issue. This is going to be Pekach Nefesh issue. The pogroms would start tomorrow if qualified Jewish doctors would not respond to Pekach Nefesh situations of non-Jews. So absolutely, we need to respond to these calls, even when it comes to Malachas D'Oraisa. Obviously, if a doctor has other people that can cover for him, so that's way, way better than to be Mechal Shabbos. But if you're in such a situation where someone is dropping dead or someone is giving birth, you got and everyone sees that you're able to help, you gotta help. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. Nigres Yoledes lechalul Shabbos. At what point is she considered Yoledes? A woman is very pregnant. She feels a little bit of pain. Is she Yoledes yet? Can you be Mechal Shabbos for her yet? So at what point is she Yoledes? Mishateshev ala mashber. From when she sits on the birthing stool, o mishah shadam shos his yorin, or from when the blood starts coming out, o mishah shechavrosa nosos sobizrosa, or when her friends have to carry her because she cannot walk on her own. Once you have one of these things happen, then she's already enough of a yoledes to be mechal Shabbos. Echad me'elu, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'dafkalin advar masharef shalasosim b'li yichur v'yikuv, lahachi tzarech lamtin at shenira echad mishos simanim me'ela. Only when it comes to things that you could do it without delay, and it's not going to take you long to do and to take care of these things, so then you need to wait till one of these things happen. But let's say to call a midwife or to get the woman to the hospital, let's say, if you wait until she's bleeding and actively pushing and not able to walk on her own, until you decide, oh, maybe now's a good time to go to the hospital, well, then it's going to be too late. By the time the midwife gets there, baby's going to be half out. Then even if she thinks she might be in labor, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. That's what we do. We tell a woman to go to the hospital as soon as your contractions are, whatever, 10 minutes apart. When you see that it's really happening, you don't have to wait till you're not able to walk on your own or until you're bleeding, because you got to get to the hospital. What we're talking about over here is turning on the light, meaning when the act of pushing is going to start and you need to turn on the light, so then you wait until it really gets ut. Even if she's 3 parsos away, it doesn't matter. You're mechal Shabbos with whatever it takes. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Aleph we said that a yoledes is a chol sheyesh basakana, but even though she's a chol sheyesh basakana, we utilize a shinoi when we can, unlike a regular chol sheyesh basakana, because it is a natural process. And one of the things that we do for a yoledes is we make sure there's light in the room, even if she doesn't say she needs it, and even if the midwife doesn't say she needs it or says she doesn't need it, it makes her feel better, and anything that makes her feel better is worthwhile. And then in Sif Beis we said that for a kutis ovedes chavim, you're not allowed to help her give birth on Shabbos, even if it doesn't involve Chil Shabbos. And then the Mishnah Berurah said, well, maybe for a Darabanan, according from Magen Avraham, maybe for a Darabanan you can, but then the Mishnah Berurah said, but for those who do on a Daraisa level, Daraisa Chil Shabbos, for an Ovedes Chavim, terrible, Hashem Yishmar. But then we pointed out that Rav Moshe says nowadays we're Mechal Shabbos on a Daraisa level for an Ovedes Chavim as well. And then in Sif Gimel we said that a woman is considered a Yoledes in that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for her, either when she's on the birthing stool or when she cannot walk on her own anymore, or when there is blood coming out of her body. But that's only for those matters that will be able to be resolved immediately. But something that's going to take some time to resolve, like calling the doctor, calling a midwife, or getting the woman to the hospital, that you take care of as much, much earlier on, so that you're not going to run into trouble later on. Okay, Bezshem, tomorrow we'll continue with Se'ifim, Dalid, and Hey, and maybe Vav also. Okay, have a wonderful evening, everyone.